Our Minnesota community was saddened to learn of the death of former resident Ed Wadham at the age of 99 years. Ed was a strong community-minded person, being involved in many aspects of our community through the years as 4-H leader, Cub and Scout leader, lay reader for the Minnesota Anglican Church, and many other areas of community life. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his wife Hazel Wadham, resident of the Westman Nursing Home, his children Gilbert and Esther Wadham of Airdrie, Alta, Ken and Sue Wadham of Charlottetown, PEI, Glenn and Maureen Wadham of Prince Albert, Sask, and John and Noreen Stowe, and to the grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Donna Gardham is home recuperating from surgery and is most appreciative of all the concern she has received from family and community. Speedy recovery, Donna. Congratulations to great-grandma Betty Howard, and grandparents Ross and Crystal Howard and Leona Howard on the birth of a new grandchild, Kirby Alexandra, a daughter for Jordan and Cassidy Howard, and big sister Tori of Elkhorn. A full day of hockey this past Saturday saw the U7 vs. Wayway, then the U13 vs. Tri-Valley, and the U940er vs. Strathclare, Eos. To conclude the rink day, the Minnesota Fire Department and their families enjoyed their 2022 Christmas gathering with supper, curling, skating, and visiting. Many of our community-minded hockey players and fans took the opportunity to attend the Brandon Wheat Kings game on Friday night and the Verdun Oil Caps game on Saturday evening. Prairie View Municipality was highlighted at the Oil Caps game, and one of our claims to fame was, "We are the home of Oil Caps captain Brody Wilson. Thanks for the invitation, Brody and team." The Minnesota Figure Skating Club held their skating review on February 26, performing before a packed house. This club grew to 28 skaters this year under the direction of instructors Chloe Sheen and Claire Armitage. The rink waiting room was decorated to the theme of summer vibes. Guest skaters were Adriana and Addison Cousins from the Elkhorn Figure Skating Club. Awards and pictures concluded their show, and then over 150 people enjoyed the community smorg held in the hall. Well done, skaters, coaches, helpers, and parents. Congratulations to the Falcons High School hockey team with players from the Bertle Collegiate, the Shoal Lake High School, and the Rosburn High School, along with their coaches, who won gold in the Manitoba High School tournament at Swan Lake this past weekend. The Falcons went through the tournament undefeated. Players from Minnesota on this school team are Ty McKenzie, Baker Bryant, Aiden Lewis, Clayton Judd, Jackson Leland, and Dylan Cuvier, along with coach Trevor Lewis. Get well wishes are being sent to Betty Howard, who is a patient in the Verdun Hospital. The Minnesota School held their jump rope for heart event at the Minnesota Community Hall on February 28. Parents and grandparents enjoyed watching the entire school demonstrate their jump rope skills and tricks. Be grateful for every second of every day that you get to spend with the people you love. Life is so very precious. Mandy Hale.